you know, we all lied for them. When the, you know, the, one of the first questions, whenever we would speak or get asked to speak somewhere, one of the, if we opened it up for questions, the first thing was, why doesn't Dr. Hiles ever mention Mrs. Hiles? And we would always, I would always say, she doesn't want to be talked about. She lives in a fishbowl. She wants a private life, you know, and I tried to cover up for her. But when I split from David, I said, I'm not going to lie for you anymore. I can't do it anymore. I don't think it's right. And I said, if I get asked that question anymore, I'm going to tell the truth. And she said, well, I understand, and I want you to tell the truth. So I haven't lied anymore, and I'm not going to lie anymore. I covered up for David so many years thinking that I was going to make things all right, and I feel like I had a big part in destroying him because I didn't deal with the problems that I saw immediately.
But don't you think Dr. Hiles could say the same thing as far as having a part in Dave's destruction
wouldn't.
As far as not handling the problems when they
He wouldn't. I mean, you know, I believe that Brother Hiles knows that David had moral problems from the day he hit puberty, but it was never dealt with. I mean, when I was dating David, the books that he has written on rearing teenagers and dating, we never did one thing. We never double dated ever. He came and went as he pleased. That boy had not one rule for his life. Never. He did what he wanted to do. You know, I met him fresh out of high school. We both graduated the same year, went to college. He never had restrictions on his life. And his dad would get up and preach this and browbeat everybody to death to do their kids that way, but David didn't have to live that way.
So didn't the people know that?
I don't know. I would just sit there and he'd start saying, my son Paula and David have never single dated, and I'd look at David and start laughing. I'd think, this is hilarious. I can't believe that he gets up and says this. And I had, you know, his dad gave me 6 months of sex counseling before David and I got married, and I could nail him just with that and what he said to me. But one of the things, he was so interested in David and mine and David's personal, you know, relationship, and I told him every time we talked, he'd ask if we kissed, and I'd say yes, and he'd ask me real intimate questions about when we kissed and what happened when we kissed, and the night we get married, he tells everybody it was our first kiss. And I about laughed in his face. I was embarrassed. I was humiliated that he did it because he had kissed every other girl in the church too, and they were all sitting out there laughing. You know? So, it's like I said, I believe that maybe he wants to believe something so bad that he doesn't remember what the truth is. I cannot comprehend. What I can't comprehend is telling a lie that so many people know is a lie.